Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Campbell County Indoor Track and Field team will begin competition for the 2023 season on Saturday at the Campbell County Recreational Center. Starting with the boys, they will be looking for their first state title since 2017 after placing fourth last year. And for the girls, they are looking for their first state title since 2021 after just missing out on repeating last year. The Lady Camels finished second with 100 points and fell 3 points shy of Cheyenne Central, who won the state meet with 103 points. Camels head coach Micah Christensen is excited to see all of his runners who came out to take part in the team.
We're one shy of 70 kids total that came out for us. And based off of what we had last year, we had a really big, talented senior class. 25 of those kids graduated. And so a lot of unknown going into this year. We know what we've got, you know, underclassmen-wise. We've got several new kids out that didn't come out for us last year, and then some big freshman and sophomore class. And so we're just going to, you know, obviously try to continue with some of the success that we've had and see how some of these younger kids step up and compete. And really won't know a lot with a lot of these guys not having seen them until, you know, after these first couple meets where they kind of stand.
How do you evaluate the younger runners that you will have, knowing that you haven't seen what they can do before?
Coaches just kind of try to get a feel for things as they practice, but never really know until they actually get into that competition. Some kids really surprise you that maybe you think are going to perform quite as well as they do when they're in that actual competition. They rise to the occasion a lot of times. And so, you know, you have a general idea, but sometimes some kids really surprise us.
That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton Tobias.